This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. But then three failed pilots, two rejected movie scripts. One last ditch effort to try and stop their career from going to shit.
Segments.
Another podcast.
Segments.
Each app different from the last.
Segments.
It's the Swiss Army Knife of shows. Meet your two pathetic hosts.
Segments.
You know, we should do a, like, a 90s theme song montage of us, like through all of the old videos.
Oh, that's good. Like, you so know? It looks like a, right. An old TGIF
us when we're like
show.
22,
that's
20,
really
yeah,
good.
All
growing
through our 20s.
Style.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's really good, actually. Yeah. Should we have somebody else do it for us?
Obviously, we can't do it ourselves.
No, we can't.
Yeah. That'd be a Casey thing.
Yes, or right. A Monchi.
Yes.
Yeah.
A Casey-Monchi collab.
And they'll have sneakers, too.
Or a Molab.
We got to think new merch.
Yes.
New show segments. Thank you for watching.
Right.
New merch.
Yeah. I don't think we had any merch for our last show for the last like six or seven, not since General Cleanliness in 2017.
Which was an absolute debacle.
That was a debacle.
The rollout plan was just ill-conceived.
My dad still wears his General Cleanliness shirt.
And that's
so
it.
Funny. Yeah, he's the only one.
Okay. This is Segments, our new podcast.
Yes.
I'm Amir Blumenfeld.
I am Jacob Hurwitz. Trying to be a little more professional, going by Jacob these days.
You know, guys, at this point, you guys fucking get the show.
Yeah, it's episode two.
You already know what it is. It's different segments every week, a completely new show, mixy-matchy, modular redesign.
Exactly. The Swiss Army knife of shows.
Correct. So the first segment today, we're calling the 50-like tweet.
The 50-like tweet.
There could be lots of tweets, but not every tweet could be the 50-like.
This gives me an idea, actually. Every single show, you should come up with three segments, and I come up with two. Or I come up with three, and you come up with two, and we don't actually know.
Oh, that's nice. It's like, fun to hear it for the first time.
Because I did kind of forget about this
and
one.
And it was exciting.
It was exciting.
It was exciting.
It felt like it was a reveal to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like it actually should be a reveal to me.
Yeah, because part of the show is knowing what the segments will be.
Right.
So the show, the idea is so far growing on us, and hopefully it stays fresh as thus.
Yeah, okay.
Again, if you have a segment idea, leave it on the YouTube, tweet at us.
Right.
Everything but email. Yeah. Email is dead.
We don't check that shit.
We do want to hear from you guys.
Right.
Okay, so the name of the game here, and you want the possibility to earn your cash back from last week. You Venmo'd me $80.
I bet I'm down 80.
And it was supposed to be maximum of 60.
Yeah.
You changed the rules.
It was
in my favor.
It was trashy.
Big error in my favor.
Right.
Collect $80 Venmo from Jake.
Indeed.
So let's see if you can get it back today in a segment we're calling 50 Like Tweet. Jake's going to tweet something from my account.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pull it up now. Screen mirroring. Pull it up on the frame. We're looking for a tweet. That, oh my God, this is incredibly through the looking glass.
Yeah, that's an AirPlay passcode. That is your bank pin.
Okay, these are Real Tweets.
Yeah.
And
so you were on Twitter. Post.
Yeah.
And if I come up with the tweet, if I author a tweet that gets over 50 likes, you'll
by the end
Venmo
of the segment, so by the end, 7 minutes.
Wait, by the end of this segment, not the end of the show?
Yeah, I'll give you the show. I'll give you the show.
Give me a week.
Because I'm going to get everybody I know to like it. And it can't be, you know, like, oh, by the way, if you this gets 50 likes, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, actually, fuck it. Why don't you retweet Zach Lowe?
We'll see what happens. Yeah. That actually won't be good for you. Retweets don't perform well.
Okay.
You know that.
So I'm thinking 50 likes. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about something. My first inclination was like, my dick is so small, blank.
Okay.
You know?
Self-deprecating.
Right.
Toilet humor.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we would never stoop so low as to do.
And that's exactly what, so I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to lean into another personality trait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Besides your small dick, another thing about your personality is.
I'm so Jewish. Mm-hmm. Do you know where I'm going?
No, well, I'm could so you, Jewish.
Yeah, I'm so Jewish. And then it could be anything, right?
I see.
Because people are just going to be like, oh, that's funny. Amir is Jewish.
Okay. So okay, it's like, I want to signal
it doesn't really matter what the joke is. So I'm going to say, I'm so Jewish that even my yarmulke is circumcised.
Do you think that this is like a bad joke on purpose? Or do you think people will like it as a real good joke?
I think this is one of those like, it's basically a non-joke.
I'm so
if I wanted
Jewish.
To game the system, I actually could. I could do my Schwimmer's ear. Tweet.
Yeah, but we're not gaming the system.
Yeah, we're not going to.
This
game
is not
the
an
system.
Inside joke.
Yeah,
this is completely fresh.
Fresh. I'm so Jewish. Even my, it's, I believe it, it's not yar. It's not with an R.
Yeah, yarmulke.
Yeah, yarmulke. I think.
Yeah, I usually say kippa, the Jewish word, the Hebrew word, but yarmulke is like the like Americanized version.
Right. Is circumcised.
Ka or ke?
I think let's get the spelling right.
It's fine.
No, it's got to perform. Because then you're going to get ratioed with everybody saying how to spell yarmulke.
But that's actually good.
No, it's not good to get ratioed. Everybody replying and not liking. Not for this.
How do you spell? How is this not how you spell circumcised?
It is Y A R.
Yep.
M U L K E.
Oh, sorry, I was right.
You're trying to fuck me.
And then circumcised. How is this not correct? Is it C right here? No.
That is correct. Let's.
It doesn't recognize it because it's specifically mutilation.
Oh, no, there's no Z.
Circumcised. S? What is it?
Circumcised. With an S right there.
An S?
Yeah.
No way.
This.
Fuck it, I'll tweet it, but I don't really think.
C-I-R.
Yes.
C-U-M.
Sure.
C-I.
Uh-huh.
S-E-D.
Huh. Look at that. That does feel right.
What does
feel
writer? Oh, yeah,
oh,
that
had,
does feel writer.
I had this.
Not that. Yeah, that's that
like
feels
a size.
Now that feels really wrong.
Which is correct. Like you're making the size smaller.
Yeah. And that and also circumsliced.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm so Jewish, even my yarmulke is sliced.
That's actually a pretty good one too. Is it circumcised or circumsliced?
Do you want to change it?
No. This Official. Is perfect. I'm so Jewish, even my yarmulke is circumcised.
I didn't
you
even
feel
consider
fine tweeting.
No,
it?
I don't. I didn't consider the fact that it might be a shameful. I thought you were going to come up with a good one.
What do you
this
mean?
One
this
is embarrassing.
Bad.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's like something I would tweet in 2013.
Right. Yeah. This is it's the equivalent of remember when we tweeted Nicki Minaj just butt dialed.
That one was funnier to me than this. Nicki Minaj just butt-dialed Iraq. I think that one did well.
Yeah, that one did great. This one is it's gonna be bad.
Like your ass is so big. Just her
you called someone
phone.
You really didn't want to. This, the more I look at it, the worse I feel about it.
It's not great. I don't love your chances, quite honestly.
Yeah, 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 me either. But I think at the very least, what's nice is that it's embarrassing for you.
Yeah, so
even
if you owe me
$80 to embarrass yourself.
So this is, again, a double or nothing situation.
Right.
Where it's, you'll give me another 80 if we don't break 50 by the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Or if you do, I'll give you the 80 back. I honestly don't know what I'm rooting for because if it
I
does well,
I'm going to lose $160
nice.
Today.
In just one day.
In a day.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of cash.
That's a lot of cash.
That's a lot of cash to lose in a day.
I got wedding gifts smaller than that.
Yeah, for
of course.
Sure. Oh, that's actually good. I didn't give you a wedding gift
so
yet.
This will count as that? a Venmo on a game? That I know I don't need the money. Why don't you tweet this? Nicki Minaj just butt dialed Iran. Final answer, we're posting?
Yeah, I can't come up with anything better. Not at this point. No, it'll all pale in comparison. I'm so Jewish, even my yarmulke is circumcised. I bet if you Google that, somebody else has said it too.
No way.
You don't think so?
All right, we got a live stream. Should the segment end when we get my first like?
Refresh.
No, it does it in real time. This is a nothing really so far.
Can we hit him with the one? I'm serious?
Yes! And that's the end of this
They're
segment.
Coming in fast and furious.
Losers. All right, we're back.
Still only one like.
We'll keep the tweet up and keep you guys updated in real time. There's we got two.
Yeah, that's two.
It's fine. It's a telethon of sorts. Yeah. Okay, so what's this segment, Jake?
This one is called Random Picture.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to do this thing where you have, you know, you have your photos.
Yeah.
You
make it small.
Them, make them really small.
That looks like just, it's like a thousand newspaper. Yeah.
And
I haven't
like cleaned my phone up since 2014. So it's just about 10 years.
An unedited archive of everything.
And then I hit you with a swipe, stop randomly, choose a photo, and we'll talk about it.
And we'll show it on the screen too. Maybe text it to me so we have it so that whoever's editing this bad boy can put it
in. Wait, I swiped all the way to the beginning.
Okay.
Swipe, stop. Pick.
Stop. Swipe.
Wow. All right. Pick. This one has a story, believe it or not.
It's a picture
I'm
of a story.
I'm waiting to airdrop it to you.
Oh, okay.
Let's see you accept it.
Oh, look at this. It's you and Jill in front of a car.
That's correct.
Very sweet.
We got four likes on this tweet, so it'll be pretty interesting to take this off, put my picture up there, and then we'll come back and we should be around 30 or 40 likes. Because I feel like now the...
Four.
Yeah. I feel like the seal is broken.
Oh, five.
There's five. They're gonna start, they're
pouring the algorithm
in
knows it's playing well, and it's starting to show to streams.
As someone who tweets, I don't really do this.
Yeah.
Is five in a minute or two, does that feel good to you?
Fine. I've had better and I've had worse.
Right.
Sometimes it's like, nobody likes this. We're not showing this to anybody.
Right.
And it's not that.
Yeah, okay.
But it's also not like, oh, you're already at 31.
So this is going to end up at like 24 likes by the end of the episode.
It'll be between 30 and 60. I just don't know yet.
Wow. All right. So there's a real chance.
Okay.
All right.
This is a nice photo of you and Jill in front of your old house, is it?
Yes. Very low res.
Yeah.
Classy. This is the day Jillian and I left Los Angeles.
Wow, and you just randomly scrolled right to
it. Completely random. Like, maybe the only photo of the two of us. I mean, this is like...
Your last known
photo,
right?
This is such a moment. This is the last... Yeah, this is like we so intentionally took this photo in front of our house with the car all packed up. Don't know why I didn't shut the door.
Who took this photo?
Miguel.
Oh,
Miguel, probably the most meaningful person to this house was Miguel.
He helped renovate.
Yeah. To this day, my Wi-Fi, even in New York, is named Miguel to honor him.
To have and to hold.
I wonder.
You packed the car and drove back to New York?
Yeah. So we didn't sell our house. We rented it out as a furnished rental.
Mm-hmm.
So we packed all of our like personal belongings into the car.
Yeah.
Broke my suspension because it was so heavy.
Yeah.
And then drove to New York City.
All in 1 week, less than that.
Yeah, I think it was about a week.
Low light, highlight of the trip?
Highlight was probably just after this photo was taken, we went to Wax Paper, got a final sandwich in Los Angeles.
That's nice.
Great. I believe I got the Terry Gross.
Yeah.
Is that the turkey one?
Anyway. Really
Then the low light, I think it would be, as I mentioned, the suspension was broken.
Yep.
There was so much weight in the trunk that the car, whenever I like hit a pothole, it would bounce and then sway.
Oh yeah, not
like
a good
a
look.
Boat. And there was one point when we were going into Boulder, we were like coming up and over the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
And it was like kind of snowing. It was dark. I was swaying like a boat. Jill had no idea. It's like Christmas time. This is December. And she was like looking over and just being like, oh my God, this is so pretty. There are all these Christmas lights and there's like snow falling. I was like full throttle, foot all the way down on the gas, going 60 miles per hour
straight up a hill.
Yeah. And I was like, if anything happens, I think I just
slide
like
backwards, everyone out of the car. Yeah,
the timing belt snaps and you're just careening back down the, down the hill. To me, I was like, we are near death.
Yeah, this is really nice. But undo your safety belt just in case, babe. Yeah. You might have to stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, you might have to jump out.
Wow, that was an iconic photo.
Iconic photo.
I almost don't want to go. It'll be like a picture of a dirty vase that I sent to Avital once.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Okay, here we go. We got the photos, all photos, getting really small like this, right?
Exactly. And then you're going to hit them with a big old swipe. And then inside, pick...
I'm cheating.
No, don't cheat. You have to press that. I see. Hey, I saw you swipe. No, motherfucker.
All right.
No, now you're going all the way back out.
You do it.
I'm going to try to find what you fucking tried to avoid.
It was just like a picture of like a Trump memoji.
All right. I think this is the one.
Text it to you and I'll pull it up on my computer.
Okay.
Very uneventful photo, just as we suspected / feared.
Yeah.
Okay. This is me wearing a jogging outfit. Oh, no. You know what this is? I'm trying new basketball shoes for the first time.
I see. Yeah. The purple LeBrons.
Yeah. I think they're the Kobe Hyper Grape something or other.
Oh, okay.
This is back in 2016, 2017, I believe.
Yeah.
House still pretty empty, freshly painted, moved in, and I'm sort of taking a picture and posing for maybe Marty to show him my shoes, maybe. I don't know. I don't dress that differently, so it can't be that embarrassing for me, but yeah. This is mostly, I guess my pants are a little shorter nowadays.
Yeah, those are longer shorts.
Basketball
for sure.
Shorts.
Do you have a girlfriend at this point in your life?
It's in play, but I'm not sure, and I don't think so. But yeah, there's a chance that this went to somebody. There should be like metadata in the picture that says, this is why you took the picture.
Right.
But I don't have it.
So you don't quite remember.
Don't quite remember.
Those are prescription sunglasses. It looks like you're ready for basketball. Looks like you're texting somebody to be like, I'm on my way. Oh, okay. I thought that you were...
April 1st, 2017. Oh, so I was with Avital at this point.
All right.
I don't know / hope I sent this to her, but yeah, I took a picture of, oh yeah, that's the mirror that's still in our room.
Okay.
Really, really, really less important than the one you took.
Totally.
Yeah, but that's the nature of the beast. It's a random.
That's going to happen.
Generator.
It's just random.
Okay. End of segment.
That's that.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should
be. I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so
it's more of a fitnessnah.com
it's more of a fitnessnah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money. All right, we are back. We got an updated like count.
We're slow into a trickle here.
It's not.
If you're listening now,
too late.
It's too late.
Way too late.
And you fucked me.
Nine likes.
Yeah.
Likes in 10 minutes? 19 minutes? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a 3-hour episode.
The responses are no cap and are you serious?
Right.
So people, if it makes you feel any better, people think I
might
genuinely
retweet this.
I'll let you retweet it.
Can I retweet it and say, I think my guy needs likes on this?
No, can't do that.
Okay.
Cannot do that.
I can retweet it for the last 10 minutes.
The last 10 minutes, we can give you
double
a boost.
Or nothing.
No, stop losing money to me. If it makes you feel any better, this is a really embarrassing joke to post.
Yeah, it does. That does help.
It's halfway between a funny joke and a joke that's bad on purpose.
Yeah. Are you going to delete it?
Maybe not, because when the episode comes out, people can
then
come in and influx it.
Good.
But I'll tweet enough to bury it.
Yeah.
Okay. Third.
Oh, I should have been able to like let it ride by just using one from your drafts.
Oh, interesting. I don't have a lot of draft action nowadays, though.
All right, cool.
Okay, next segment is celebrity interview.
Yes, we are on to celebrity interview. This is where I play a celebrity. Mm-hmm. You have no idea. Mm-hmm. And you're going to interview me and try to guess.
Okay.
I've got their Wikipedia pulled up.
Awesome. All right. I'm excited to be here with you. Can I just say that much?
Of course. I would be too.
Especially because, I mean, are you currently dead? Is that fair to say?
You better believe I'm dead.
This is insane. Yes. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
You got me. You got me in the studio, even though I am dead.
Insane.
Yes.
God, how long has it been? How long has it been since you kicked the bucket?
I wonder if you, I don't think
within the last 100
yes
years?
Or no. Question.
Within the last 100 years, right?
No, within not within
older
the last
than that.
Yeah.
You look great.
Thank you.
Because I wouldn't have
dead.
Guessed yeah. within the
I've
last
been dead longer than 100 years.
Insane.
Yeah.
So in between 100 and 200 years ago, you died.
For sure. Yes.
Holy smokes! I can't believe you died between 1823 and 1922.
I was like, oh, wait.
I'm not too good at math anymore. Shit.
No.
So you died in the 19th century, the 1800s, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And it's awesome to have you here because I always wanted to know like mm-hmm. what life was like back then.
Yeah, I could tell you all about it.
But you grew up in America.
I did not.
You did
oh,
not?
No, I did not.
You're
grow
from
up
Europe?
Up. Yes.
You're a European.
A European.
I wouldn't have guessed this
A
such.
Dead European from the 1800s, if you can believe that.
Holy smokes. Yes. Famous army man, in a way.
Never.
Not a general.
Not me.
No, not a general. I would never.
Yeah. That's not my vibe. Not my style.
No, yeah. Because when I think of famous people in Europe from 1843, it's hard to think of anybody but like generals and, you know.
What
like
generals army, do
like
you
Napoleon
know?
Napoleon and
yeah.
shit.
So that's a general. Yeah. And I believe that was, yeah, it, that was, you know, yeah, the early 1800s for sure.
It's
for
in
sure.
play.
Yeah.
But then there's but I mean, there's no athletes. I guess potentially you're an artist of sorts.
Oh, yes.
Potentially you are an artist of sorts.
Yes, I am. I'm not Napoleon.
No, but you do art a lot.
So you know all of the generals, being Napoleon.
Yep. All of the generals.
Yep.
Otto von Bismarck, potentially.
Maybe.
Potentially.
Maybe. I can't say no.
Definitely a name.
But anyway, I'm a painter.
You are a painter.
Yes.
Interesting.
Oh, I said, oh shit, I said artist. But
yeah, but what
painter.
Else is there? There was no music back then.
Yeah. Well, there was Beethoven.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I know you're not that.
Now you do.
You overplayed your hand.
I did.
Yes. And it's awesome that your art is still appreciated today.
Certainly.
Somebody I know and love.
Yes.
Somebody I respect.
Yes.
As the father of some sort of movement, I would assume, if I knew anything about our history.
Potentially.
Which I don't.
Yeah.
Would you say you have both your ears? Because it looks like you might have cut one ear off.
I did get a little odd.
Yeah.
And I cut one of my ears
off. And that's a true story?
Yes.
That's not just a weird thing that
people say. I severed a lobe.
Say.
I had an episode and I cut part of my ear off.
I wonder why you did that.
I believe I went a little cuckoo.
Yeah. Yeah. And like back then there wasn't a lot of ways to sort of do crazy things.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
like you could go on live and be naked.
Right.
You couldn't take drugs and run
exactly.
down the street.
No,
and
I believe I shoved
you.
A friend and then nicked
just,
my ear with a knife.
Cut your ear off.
And I didn't remember it apparently.
Really?
Yes.
And you just hope to God that enough people heard about it. Did you send it to anybody or you're just like sliced ear and now I'm going to bed tonight?
I'll tell you what, I searched it and I couldn't really find a ton of information.
It's kind of a
it's
weird
like,
story.
Did he really do that? Some people say yes. They yeah. they sever that he severed that I severed the lobe.
Yeah, just the lobe too.
Yeah, I didn't.
A light bodily
I didn't like
mutilation.
Do the full
you didn't do,
ear.
Like, the full was, yeah, because that you know. That would probably kill you, right?
I would imagine. No. I don't think so. I think
tearing the entire ear.
Get, yeah, you'll bleed a lot, but I think you can get by.
Really? Even yeah. in 18.
I mean, I
would
no. I'm yeah, yeah. I mean, then you probably get infected and
yes.
you die. But
the
a lot of things
more
kill
than
you.
The
then.
Actual. Yeah. But the lobe part that didn't kill you.
Do you know who I am?
I think you're Vincent Van Gogh.
That's correct.
Yes. Vincent Van Gogh, live in the flesh.
That's right. That's right.
And did you get any more insight whilst researching Vincent Van Gogh as to why he did this? He just went crazy, quote unquote. What does that entail?
He did, like, I guess he lost his mind. You know when you learn about Van Gogh in school, you're like, oh, he was an unsuccessful artist and that was what drove him crazy.
Yeah.
But reading it now, the Wikipedia says he essentially suffered from psychotic episodes.
Got it. So he lost his mind and then he lost his ear.
Yeah. So like that was part of the... looks like though worried about his mental stability, he often neglected his physical health, did not eat properly and drank heavily. His friendship with Gauguin
yeah.
ended after a confrontation with a razor when in a rage, he severed part of his own left ear. So it sounds like he's, you know, having a psychotic episode,
yep.
threatening a friend with a razor blade.
Sure.
Some point in the altercation, he cut off his own earlobe.
Yeah.
Or,
how do you,
you
like
know,
this?
Sliced himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. and it sounds, yeah, yeah, the stories make it sound a little bit like, oh man, he was a mad artist
yeah.
who like cut off his own ear. It's
yeah.
like, oh, he was kind of, he was mentally unwell and
yeah.
he had an episode where he cut himself.
Right. It sucks yeah. that like that's what he's most known for. Like
I think
don't...
he's most known for Starry Night.
Yeah, I didn't really remember that specifically, but mm-hmm. I definitely remembered the ear thing.
The ear thing?
So like Van Gogh coming back to life and like
yeah.
do people like my paintings? Like, no, you're just the ear guy.
Yeah, you're the ear guy.
yeah.
You're known for having art that wasn't appreciated in your time.
So that you went crazy and cut
yeah.
your ear off.
I would much rather be Michelangelo. It was kind of Harold is as a
yeah.
as a hero.
People know
a living
the
legend.
Sistine Chapel,
yeah,
David.
For sure.
We all know
Michael. And was also massively successful when he was around.
And he didn't have to mutilate himself for the fucking attention.
I guess
my
so.
Question is, would Van Gogh be as famous? Would we know who he was if he didn't do the ear thing?
I think so. I think the ear thing has an outsized reputation nowadays.
Yeah.
I feel like his art gained popularity before
yeah,
before that.
Before the ear thing.
And then modern day historians stuck on the ear thing.
Not to transition back to the tweet, but if you want to talk about not being appreciated in its own time.
11 likes.
I mean, this is, well. The algorithm says, much like your car, enough is enough.
Yeah.
And it's going to pump the e-brakes more than anything. Skidding to an absolute halt.
I might cut my ear off.
Yeah. See if anybody likes the tweet.
Ben.
There's a chance that it's a refreshing issue, but no, we're still at 11.
Yeah.
We're still at 11.
And that's a decent amount of views. 3,500 people have seen it, and only 11 people said, that's pretty good.
What am I going to do with 160 Venmo bucks?
I don't know. You could treat me to something.
I wouldn't do that just because I feel like able to use it.
A certain type of man might feel guilty taking $160 from a friend.
So much me. I did Venmo someone $200 to drive Luke to and from our dog to the venue.
Right.
So this is sort of paying that off.
Yeah.
Bit, which is
nice. I would have been down to do that.
For the $200.
Yeah.
We wanted you there to see it, but yeah.
Okay.
Maybe next time to pay off your debt, you have to be a chauffeur to my dog.
We are going to do a bet every single episode. It'll always be for $80.
Yeah.
We'll see if I can climb out of this hole.
Debtor's prison.
A bet debt.
Okay, let's take another segment break.
Let's do it.
Assholes. All right, we have returned.
Yeah.
It's time for segment number 4.
What's this one?
This one's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's called Close Your Eyes. And I'll give you a treat.
Oh, God. All right. So this is one where I shut my eyes.
And I give you a treat.
And you give me a treat. And I also have a treat for you.
Okay.
You'll shut your eyes, and I'll give you a treat.
Okay. Who goes first? Well, you lifted it. Oh, I saw a tail. I saw a tail come out of it. It's growling. It's a fucking gecko. I think there's a possum in there.
All right. Yeah, I'll go first.
You'll go first.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to... Show you close your eyes. I'll show the cameras what the treat is.
Okay.
This one.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you can read this because it's in Croatian.
I'm not very concerned because I like most things.
That's correct. Which is the challenge for
right.
you.
Did you try to get something I liked, or did you try to find something I wouldn't like?
I tried to get something intensely different.
I see.
So it won't just be like a peanut butter pretzel.
Yeah.
But you might like it. But
right.
to not know what it is might
is
be
really
alarming.
Unsettling.
Yeah.
And I just went to the kitchen. So I feel like I fucked this up a lot because everything in the kitchen is just a kind of a universal snack.
Yeah, it is definitely universal. This one is like, oh, you guys carry this? I didn't think that they could even sell
I'm
this
wondering.
In
so I'm not in my head, I'm like, I feel like this might be like something coconutty.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking.
So open wide, and I'll give close your eyes, and I'll give you a treat.
Okay. I'm so scared.
What are you getting? You're crying.
Oh, like ginger, candied ginger or something?
It is. It does have a dehydrated, fruity thing going.
Apricot?
Not quite apricot. It's a... it is a fruit, and it's covered in something else.
Candied yam?
No, not a yam. It's not a sweet potato. I'll give you one more guess, and then you have to send me $80.
Interesting. Peach?
No. The snack is mango con chili.
Mango con chili. Yeah.
Mango with chili.
Okay. So that
did you like that?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because there's more here.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like it that much.
I just wanted to surprise you with a unique texture and an intense flavor.
It was both.
Yeah.
Have you had one?
No.
Do you want to try it?
I'm okay, because I'll try your treat now.
Okay.
So now you have to say the line. You have to say the name of the segment.
Yeah.
Have it happen to me.
Okay. Close your eyes.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a treat.
This was a rejected trick-or-treat before trick-or-treat was around. Kids used to go door-to-door, and they used to say that to them.
I have a real inclination to just give you the
mango.
Mango
nut chili, yeah, I can.
Meow.
No looking.
Put a fucking gerbil in my mouth.
No looking.
Okay, no looking.
All right, it is coming. Here comes the airplane. Don't lean back.
Oh, it's wet. It's a grape.
Yeah.
It's a grape.
Yeah. Were you scared when you first felt it?
It was cold. It was colder than I thought. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah. Grapes are weird, actually, because...
They're big.
The skin doesn't have any taste at all.
Yeah, it's just the shape and coldness of a grape, and then you bite into it, and you get the... I actually like grapes, but I never actively seek them out. Like, I never buy grapes.
Yeah, me either. Only if they're there.
This might expand my palate, and you would never buy maybe mango con chile.
And I don't think I ever will.
No, yeah, it's not that good.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary.
Yeah. I don't like dehydrated fruit very much.
Yeah. Like whenever there's a platter and it's like dehydrated like apricot and apples.
Yeah.
That's not appetizing.
It's not appetizing.
No, there's nothing appetizing about it.
40 likes.
Yeah, it's still at 11. For those of you listening at home, Jake tried to manifest that. Let's get a refresh. I've never seen this
Stop
before.
Refreshing it.
You know what updates in real time.
Close it down. I'll Venmo you $80.
Do you want to take the retweet?
No, I don't want to take the retweet.
The retweet might...
I've said it.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily.
I've endorsed
Retweeting
it.
Just signal boosted again. And honestly, I don't know if it'll give you 39 more, but it'll give it a big bump because you don't tweet that often. It shows it to more people.
Right. Okay.
Just throwing it out there.
I don't have Twitter on my phone. Let me see if I can pull it up. Am I allowed to say anything?
You can quote retweet, but then it'll give you the likes instead of me. I would really just retweet, and then it's like it just puts my tweet on your people's radar.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to sign in. We'll see if I can.
Okay, let's take a break. That was our fourth segment. We still have another segment, so let's see if you retweet in between segments four and five.
We'll give it a shot.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we've returned. The tweet has been read.
It is viral.
Oh my God, I've never seen this before. 8.5 million likes.
And you owe me $80 for every 50 over 50.
That would be fun to make it a lightning bet where you could lose or win $1,000. Oh, 19. We shot up to 19.
One of those is me.
Yeah.
It's a signal I went out, I retweeted it, I liked it.
Yeah. I put it on our Reddit, our fucking Slack.
Shut up.
I'm going to bat for the tweet. I can't lose another 80.
The thing is, I almost would rather lose $80 than stand by it as hard as I would have to get it to 50.
Yes, it's sort of a bet that you win and lose at the same time.
I want to distance myself from this already. There's 20, though.
20's not nothing.
It's not nothing, but we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah,
we don't have a lot of time.
We're at our last segment of the day.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit of an homage to our old podcast, if I were you.
Yeah, we're basically playing Game Boy.
We're summoning our old friend Game Boy is back, but instead of looking for questions in our old email address for... Or If I Were You podcast, we're just going to use our personal
We're
Gmails.
Playing personal email Game Boy.
Game Boy's kind of getting like too personal for us.
Yeah.
Let me see your phone.
Let me see your phone. Oh,
get away from me, Game
Give
Boy.
Give me carte blanche to your Gmail.
So do you have a word to search on mine and vice versa?
Yeah, we're gonna each go.
And we're still hoping for one, right? And ideally, it's a personal email, not like a newsletter.
Spam. Yeah. So for yours,
yeah.
Ooh, let's use the word bile.
B-I-L-E.
B-I-L-E. Bile.
Andrew Bile. Here we go.
Andrew Bile. There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. Trying to think of the most fun story based on one of these. Like, some is just the New York Times article.
Yeah.
Some is like a podcast submission. There's a masterclass newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Text chicken for London.
London text
chicken. This is from 2014.
Right.
So this is another game we played.
Where we...
Sent in 2013. This is a 10-year-old email.
Wow. And this bit was... I feel like we talked about this on the show.
This is a good bit still. We should bring it back.
The bit was that we each had gone through each other's phones and found embarrassing text threads.
Yeah.
And we would read them until the other person said stop. Yeah.
Which is really a good segment for this game, right. For this podcast.
Oh, that's true.
But this was written to be embarrassing.
Right.
So do you want to actually read this one just because it is very funny? This is a fake conversation, of course, but
okay.
That you found on my phone between me and the concierge of a hotel that I was staying at.
All right. Okay, so this is Amir sending a text to the concierge.
And we used to do this on stage.
Right. Amir, thanks for the restaurant recommendation. A++++. Concierge, of course, we are here to help. Glad you enjoyed. Amir responds, and food poisoning. Thankfully, I have a written record of you admitting that you knowingly sent me to what I'm sure you hoped was my demise. I'll see your ass in court. Concierge responds, we're very sorry that the restaurant wasn't up to your liking. We're happy to follow up with a complaint. You say, complaint? How about you suck my taint?
Yeah.
I'm yarping up blood and my ass is spewing mud. You owe me cash for this. This is
It's also funny
classic
to imagine
Jake and Amir.
A concierge talking to a 30-year-old.
I have texting
no gravitas, yeah.
They say, out of curiosity, what did you order? You write, none of your business, fat ass. That being said, chicken tartare, medium well. Sorry, Amir, but that's not on the menu at Monty's Steakhouse, which is where we sent you. Firstly, I never order off the menu. Secondly, I didn't go to your shitty steakhouse. I pulled an audible and went to Randy's Chicken Truck on MLK and Avenue Jew.
Which is like the same exact joke. Honestly, that could have been the tweet. I just went to Randy's Chicken Shack on MLK Avenue.
Yeah. That is not an existing intersection. It is two streets.
I never go off map.
They don't meet. You'll be hearing from my lawyer. You sent me to my death. I'm retching bile.
Nice.
And what you are to me is vile. And then he responds, we are sorry. We can offer you an upgrade to a junior suite to make up for it. You say senior suite. He says deal. You write, you idiot. There was no vomit. I just upgraded to a suite free of charge. Ha 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 ha. They respond, sorry, Amir. We cannot honor your upgrade request. You write, no. He writes, I'm running, sprinting, and jogging back to the hotel. I will dry heave in the lobby if you will show me that junior suite card once more. Then you respond again to yourself, what did I do to deserve this?
Solid up.
Solid up. Absolutely crushed at the Soho Theater.
In 2013. Okay, I'm deciding between two words/phrases for your email.
All right.
But I think I will go with Gemma Hurwitz.
Oh, my God.
Let's see the first email.
That's so insanely personal.
Yeah. The first Gmail where you reference the name Gemma Hurwitz.
Okay. I'm scrolling.
Obviously a lot.
To the bot. Yeah, because now they're... All right. We're at May 13th, which is just before her birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, but now we're in. Okay, interesting. Oh. They're is an email exchange with me and somebody named Gemma Horowitz.
Wow. You got to find that person. She inceptioned you.
That's crazy. From 2012. All right. It looks like she emailed me a couple of times.
Can you name your child after me? I feel like it's really close.
All right. I guess I'm looking for one that's about her because there are earlier ones that just say Gemma and my last name.
Clearly. Oh, yeah. It's like the equivalent of searching Gemma Horowitz in quotes. Mm-hmm. It has to be both of them back to back like that. I should say the tweet is at 26 likes.
Wow.
Which is what I expected even without your signal boost. But it did give it another 15.
Okay. So here is what it is. Very cute. Very cute. Very personal. Are you ready to hear it?
Now let's just call it there. Segment.
So for...
I was hoping for a name brainstorm email.
No, didn't happen.
Didn't happen over email.
So with the name Gemma, I think it came up on like an early, like first couple of dates. What would we name our kids?
Oh, I see.
Like very early in our relationship, because I'm a weirdo like that.
Boy name?
Didn't have any boy name. There was a boy name list.
I see.
But girls.
Was there a runner up to Gemma? That was almost considered.
No.
Okay, so Gemma
never a backup.
Clear cut favorite.
Always Gemma.
Okay.
From the jump.
Okay. So let's hear this.
So the first mention of her name in an email, I was getting my mom some like little bracelet pendants. Mm. My grandmother had a bracelet that had a little like a silver boy or girl head for all of her grandchildren.
Which is a lot. Your mom had six kids.
Right. She had six, and then there was two, and then another two. So yeah, there's
ten grandchildren.
Yeah, they had 10 grandchildren. My grandma had a bracelet that had 10 little pendants on it with everyone's name.
Yeah.
So for Mother's Day this year, I got my mom the same bracelet and got pendants for...
But you didn't get Jill anything. I'm wondering why that is.
I got Jill a daughter for Mother's Day. That's pretty hard to come by, isn't it?
In addition to Gemma, I stole a 4-year-old.
I have another girl.
How cool is that?
So I got my mom a pendant for Gemma and for her other grandson, my nephew.
Okay. Now, that was that email.
That was that email.
Wow.
Well, the email was actually they had sent me the wrong pendants, so I responded.
I don't know. It reads exactly like text chicken and food poisoning.
I got free of charge pendants. That's right.
Hey, good news, buds. You sent me the wrong pendant, which means cha-ching, full refund plus $150 bitch fee.
Sterling silver for being the runner-up.
And I do owe my friend 160 swiftly. Yeah. So you're going to have to pony up that dough too.
So I do have to Venmo you again another episode that ends with me Venmoing.
This is my favorite podcast I've ever done, of course.
$80.
I'm getting paid on the day and on the side.
Yeah.
Getting the salary and getting the 80 from you.
80. This is not nothing. This is $160
it's considerable.
In the morning.
It's considerable. It's not lunchtime yet. You've lost the equivalent of a really nice, I don't know, what costs $160? A meal?
Yeah.
A really awesome meal for two.
Right.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening.
But I have good news. Yeah. So far, I've only paid you from my Venmo balance.
That's good. So it doesn't feel
really
coming out of the bank account.
Yeah. That said, my Venmo balance is now $15. So the next time,
it'll be cash.
It'll be from my account. Yeah. That's coming from Bank of America.
You're going to go to lunch and be like, I'll pay everyone Venmo me. Tacos for everyone, but it's on me and you guys have to Venmo me.
Yeah, and then I use the company card.
I figure we can write it off as a podcast expense. Okay, if you have your own segment ideas.
Let us know.
Yeah, and the comments to this YouTube video.
Or the comments to this tweet.
Yes, let it all rain in on the comments of this one tweet that says, I'm so Jewish, even my yarmulke is circumcised.
Could you have punched this up?
I'm so Jewish, even my yarmulke is circumcised. And that's saying
even
something.
My nuts are circumcised.
Yeah. Even how about I'm so Jewish, Even my foreskin is circumcised.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like a double circumcision.
Yeah, like they snipped it
off. I got circumcised twice.
Yeah, I call it a...
I circumcised the head off my dick.
It was like a foreskin or a two skin or an eight
oh, right.
skin.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. yeah. I got circumcised twice, so call it an eight skin.
Nice.
Yeah, that's like a more of a rap line.
Yeah. Jewish rapper.
Yeah, I'll pitch it to Lil Dicky, actually.
That's good.
Yeah, he
that's
likes to good. Rap about his dick a lot.
Right, okay. Yeah, send him a text.
Okay. Yeah, segment ideas. And for more of us, we're still on Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/JA.
Yeah. We're running out of segment ideas. I mean, I feel like we're already scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah,
10
I mean, fucking
in.
Pictures.
What are we doing?
We need the wisdom of the fans now.
Yeah. Episode 3 is all an oops, all close your eyes and try this treat episode.
It's treats and trashy. That's what our show is from now on.
We're 10 in. Casey, do you have a favorite segment? 10 seconds in.
I liked the photos.
Oh, you did like the photos.
I did like the photos.
Wow. All right. Cool.
The story of the your last day in LA. I was like, oh, this is... I'm learning a lot about Jake right now.
But wow. Casey's like, I really like the photos. The one of Amir standing in front of a fucking
this
mirror.
This is the theme. And actually, you talked about it at your wedding. You need to open up more. You need to be more vulnerable. And so far, I shared fucking my grandmother's pendant, my last day in L.A. You
and
said,
$160.
And $160 with you. You have fucking new Kobe's and I don't know, your fucking
we're
yarmulke.
At 51.
Oh, my God. Give me my money back.
Crying.
I have to go on a 6-hour rant just to get there.
Yeah, you're trying to like milk the clock, extend the episode for 12 hours.
Come on, hit 30.
What's it called in like Congress when they talk forever to try to block something?
Yeah.
Filibuster.
Yeah,
filibuster.
Jake's going to filibuster this tweet. And another thing.
And one more thing, actually. Paying to
Jimmy
boost
Stewart,
it.
Jimmy Stewart, you're running out of your voice.
Falling asleep on my feet.
Another segment idea. Okay, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Yeah. We'll be back soon enough.
Cheers.
Bye, everybody.
Damn.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.